Hi, it's Brent Abel here, webtennis.net, and I want to take you through one of the chapters in my half volley lesson, chapter number 5, which is about the footwork and, you know, why I really love to play this shot more with my feet than with trying to swing the racket. And I think you'll find if you practice this, if you try to move your feet through the shot, that what you're going to find is that you might get much better control, you get much better sort of pace on it without having to do as much. And the real benefit is that you end up efficiently moving to your next court position, which is, you know, ultimately what you want with this half volley. You're obviously coming in, you're trying to challenge your opponent with their passing shot. And so the footwork here is the key. Here comes chapter number 5. I hope you enjoy it.
All right, the next segment of our half volley is going to be really the purpose of the shot. And the purpose of the shot is to accomplish two things. Number one, obviously you want to play a safe shot that you can control, be consistent with, and play the shot in the direction where you want it to go. But equally important is that when you come into this, is that part of the stroke is footwork that takes you to the next spot in the court where you want to go. And too often I see this where players will go ahead and play me the approach, and then they come in, and then on their half volley, they stop and stroke it, and now they're still in this part of the court. They might end up hitting a good shot, but they end up really not coming in behind it and thinking more about court position as opposed to just shot production. So here's what I want you to think about. You're going to play your approach, you're going to come in, and you're going to set up as we talked about, and I like to feel that I'm moving through the shot after my split step. Okay, so the split step is sort of a pause to go ahead and figure out what's the direction, and then right before I hit it, I like to bump my feet. I call it bump, sort of moving the feet through the shot, and what that does is that accomplishes both things that I want. Number one, because I'm moving as I'm hitting, not really stroking to move the racket, I'm moving the racket with my feet, is I end up propelling the shot where I want to go, the direction. But more important for me is that now I'm getting to the optimal place in the court for my opponent to be challenged with their passing shot. Now, another important thing that I feel in the half volley is if we're not going to use the racket a lot to sort of steer the ball towards the direction we want to hit, is you then, if you're going to use your feet to propel the ball back, is, for example, if I want to play this half volley back over cross court, I've got to make sure that I'm moving precisely towards my target. What I can't do on this, if I'm going to use my feet, is I cannot go ahead and sort of get here and kind of move this direction and try to hit over here. Because once I do that, not only am I in a lousy court position to defend the next shot, but now I've committed to having to swing the racket. And I want to swing the racket the least amount possible. So I'm going to set up, and if I commit to go there, I'm going to make sure that my feet go right towards that target. Okay? Let's move on to the next step.
Hi, Brent Abel back with you here again. Hope you enjoyed Chapter 5 of my lesson on the half volley. If you want some more information on the complete lesson or you want to pick up a copy, just follow the URL that's on this screen and we'll be happy to get you all set up. If you have any questions, be sure give me an email, brent@webtennis.net. Good luck out there. Thanks very much.